are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Detroit basketball! Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Pistons Podcast. I'm your host, per usual, Kuka Hill. You can find me on Twitter, at Kuka Hill NBA. You can find me over on YouTube, at Kuz Ballroom. You can also find me over at Detroit Bad Boys, writing articles about the Pistons. And today, guys, we got a lot to talk about. I'm sure almost everybody who's a fan of the Detroit Pistons knows what's going to be the first topic of this podcast today. We got Jalen Green drama, some drama that I was in the center of that we're going to talk about. I have some strong opinions on that. The Pistons also wrapped up their summer league season last night with a win over the Orlando Magic. Luka Garza, another strong game, another double-double, 2010 game. We'll talk about his summer league. He also happened to sign a two-way contract, I believe, during the game it was announced, or maybe right before the game it was announced. That happened as well. So we'll talk all about that, and we'll also give the closing thoughts, I suppose, on the summer league at the end of the podcast, give some closing reviews of every player, and dive more into, I guess, Luka Garza and Savin Lee as well, since we kind of talked about Kay Cunningham and Killian Hayes and Sadiq Bey a little bit more on the last podcast. Go check that out if you guys want to hear theirs. So I guess we'll kind of focus more on Savin Lee and Luka Garza at the end of this one. But yeah, let's go ahead and get straight into the drama and the big news, I believe. I think this is probably some of the... there's no way that I believe anyone listening to this podcast has not listened or not heard about the Jalen Green drama. I believe a lot of you guys probably listened to the podcast because I was at the center of a lot of it, and you guys came here to hear my thoughts on it that did not include 280 characters to talk about. Let's go ahead and get right into it. So yesterday at around, I was at work, so I believe it was like, I think 4 o'clock, I believe, 4 p.m., a tweet came out from Chris Haynes, I believe it was, who wrote this article. Yes, Chris Haynes. And it was about Jalen Green. It was interviewing Jalen Green. And within this article, Jalen Green went on to rip Detroit, not just the Pistons. He ripped the city. He says, "I wanted to be the number one pick, but as far as location, I didn't want to be in Detroit. It felt like a real homey environment in Houston with Detroit. It felt like I was going back to the G League bubble. I just got out the bubble. That's pretty much what it is. In the G League bubble, I didn't really have anything to do but just stay in the gym. I didn't have time to get away from myself. The only time I had to get away from myself was in my apartment. That's what it feels like in Detroit. I wouldn't want to be stepping outside in Detroit. There are not many things you can do in Detroit like that. You're going to stay in the gym and then just go back to your apartment." So, everyone knows, everyone listening to this podcast, I'm assuming a majority of you guys are Detroit fans, Detroit Pistons fans. I'm sure a lot of you guys are from Detroit or the surrounding area. I'm sure there's a lot of you guys who aren't. But you guys are probably fans of Detroit and its sports teams. And if you know anything about Detroit fans, and you know anything about the way we act, you come in our city and it's just, it's over with. Like, everyone's just, like, you've done crossed the line and you're going to get destroyed. So what happened was everyone started ripping on Jalen Green. Everyone started going after him, including myself. I had a few tweets. I basically was calling him Clarence from 8 Mile. I don't know if you guys have seen the 8 Mile movie. It's pretty popular, and that's pretty much, we'll talk about that a little bit later as well. But if you've seen 8 Mile, there's this character at the end of the movie Eminem goes off with and, like, basically says, "You're a gangster. Your real name is Clarence." Because earlier in this article, they talk about all the violence and everything Jalen Green was raised around and how he's really basically about that life and everything. But that's kind of funny that if that's really what he's about, that he would be saying he would be too scared to step outside in Detroit. If you were really about that, you wouldn't be scared of stepping outside in Detroit, my dog. So that's pretty funny to me. So I started trolling him about that, basically calling him a fake gangster, fake all about, trying to be all about that. So I'm basically calling him Clarence Green from now on. That, and when he comes and plays in Detroit, I feel like, and it's like kind of going crazy right now. Like, my Twitter has been nonstop losing it. Like, I've been barely able to use Twitter because every time I go in there, it's like crashing because of how many notifications I've been getting. But yeah, I feel like every time Jalen Green or Clarence Green plays in Detroit, the chants should just be chanting Clarence at him. I think that's absolutely hilarious. I think this fits perfectly what this is. Legit, what he's acting like in this whole thing surrounding him as if he's really about this and he's really about that, but then he would go on to say he's scared to step outside Detroit. I think that's rather hilarious. Also, I also find it hilarious that before the draft, He was hyping up him wanting to go to Detroit. I want to live in Detroit, he said, quote unquote. He wants to go number one. He thinks he should go to the Pistons. Like, he was hyping up all this about wanting to go number one. And obviously, a lot of that had to do with the fact that he simply wanted to be the number one overall pick. But it's also rather hilarious that he went on to say, he didn't have to say, quote unquote, I want to live in Detroit. And then also, I believe there's another article. I don't believe it was by Chris Haynes, but someone else. There was another article before the draft talking about how, oh, he resonates with Detroit's culture and the whole underdog mantra and the whole us versus everybody kind of thing. Like, it's pretty hilarious that you're out there doing all that talking before the draft. And then when you realize that Detroit just doesn't want you, now all of a sudden you get some big brain, you get some big balls, you want to talk all this ish. Once again, it goes along with my whole Clarence statement. You really about this ish once you can't, you don't have to really worry about having to worry about the consequences or anything. But I see how he rocks. I see how that dude rolls over there. It's just pretty funny to me. And obviously, Detroit fans, including myself, not just of the Pistons, but like fans of the city, from the city, who were born here and like get to see the city and live in the surrounding parts and all this, don't take too kindly to you talking all that kind of way. So yeah, you're gonna get dragged on, and that's what happened yesterday. He really got dragged, and I hope he continues to get dragged. I know like a few hours ago, I'm recording this at like 11:30 p.m. I think it was like an hour and a half ago or something, he did another Instagram live rocking Detroit music again, basically trolling us. I'm telling you right now, he better stop playing around, because Detroit rappers ain't gonna mess around with him like that. He keeps trolling the city like that. He's gonna piss off the wrong people. That's all I'm gonna say. You better stop trolling around like that. Also, I find another thing I find hilarious is that he's talked a lot about Houston. I mean, not a lot about Houston. He's talked a lot about Detroit, but I haven't heard much of anything about Houston, a team that he actually got drafted to. Also, by the way, who's gonna let him know that Houston didn't want him number one either? Does he understand that Houston was desperately trying to trade with Detroit to get Cade Cunningham? So not only did Detroit not want you number one, the team that actually drafted you wanted Cade Cunningham over you. So while you're over there talking all your stuff, your own team didn't want you number one, bud. So let's take it easy over there. But yeah, Clarence Green seems to be talking a lot of stuff, and it seems like we're going to have a nice rivalry for the next 10 to 15 years, because he's done messed with the wrong fan base, and he's messed with the wrong city. I'm sure a lot of you guys want to hear, because a lot of you guys do follow me on Twitter. I'm sure a lot of you guys want to hear me like clarify and talk about some of the things that happened with this one dude over in Houston, this guy, this checkmark guy that tried coming at me. Basically, I just want to say, I'm not going to directly talk about him, but I'm going to talk about some of the things that got him dragged and some of the things that people came at him for, and then we'll talk more about the Summer League again, Luka Garza. I personally, and I've talked about this before on the podcast when we talked about branding Detroit, and I talked about how beautiful the city is, the history that it is, and how colorful and entertaining and rich and beautiful the city is, and its history and its culture, like all that stuff. I've talked about that before on here. So I feel like a lot of us here, including myself, I know a lot of you guys feel the same way. I saw how you guys were reacting to all these people coming at Detroit on Twitter. It really does seem like there's like an undertone to these comments about from people who have never been to Detroit, like this constant, oh, like Detroit's still the place from 2007 that's still struggling and just so bad, and it's not improving, and this place that was destroyed by the riots that was stemming from racism, like all the things that happened to its people, majority black, like all the things that have happened to its people, its city, that all stemmed from racism, and the fact that people outside of Detroit continue to like make fun of that and try to poke at that and try to joke around about that kind of thing when it basically all stems from racism, especially when Detroit basically has done nothing to nobody, and we don't like, it's not like we go out and try messing with other cities and try ragging your guys' cities for people just like to come at the city of Detroit. Everyone got sick of it and basically came at this dude and everyone else who also tried doing it. And I think the city of Detroit's sick of it, and people should push back against it, and people should spaz about it, because like I've said before, over and over before, Detroit is a very beautiful city. It's very beautiful. It has its culture is great. It's on the come up. It's on its way back. It's seriously is just an extremely beautiful city that's rich history, especially for black culture, and not just black culture, but just the auto industry, music culture. Like Detroit is one of the most like richest history cities in the United States. Like it's up there. That's how like people have every right to like defend a city. It's not even just about the Pistons anymore, like all that kind of thing. Everybody, once Jalen Green does stuff like that, trying to poke holes in Detroit and try to poke fun at how, I guess, like this whole mantra of how trash it is in Detroit and all this narrative that it is in Detroit. And then you got all these people from outside Detroit now. It's like, oh, haha, look at this guy talking about Detroit. Now we got all these trolls who've never even been to Detroit talking trash about Detroit, trying to come at its people, trying to make fun of its culture and all this thing. And they ain't done nothing to nobody. I just think it's kind of funny that the city that's majority black and has dealt with so many issues stemming from racism going back years and years that caused the low point in the city anyways. It's funny that that's the city that everyone finds the funnest or the most common city to, you know, just randomly rag on that you've never been to. I just think that's rather funny. So I'm happy that a lot of you guys defended it and went out there, and you guys should every single time. That's my rant. You guys got, I know a lot of you guys tweeted at me and said you guys want to hear my rant about it. You got my rant. We'll talk about Luka Garza, his contract signing, his performance in the Summer League coming up. Then we'll also close out with the overall thoughts about Summer League for all the players, but more specifically, I guess we'll hammer in on Saben Lee and Luka Garza. Sorry for that rant if some of you guys don't really care for it, but I know a lot of you guys did actually tweet me and say you guys wanted to hear it. So I hope you guys enjoyed all that. Before we get into all that, though, the Summer League stuff, let me tell you about some of our sponsors real quick. What's the deal, guys? There are some things in life that you just don't really want to talk about. You know, issues in a relationship, family problems, or more importantly, sweating through your t-shirt in the public for no reason when out with the boys. Yeah, you heard me right. Everyone has been there, including myself. Simply wearing deodorant doesn't help it either. But Sweat Block antiperspirant wipes can help. Sweat Block is doctor created and doctor recommended. You simply apply it at night before bedtime and go to bed. Then wake up the next day and do your normal routines like nothing ever happened. Except this time, without the worry of sweating through your t-shirt. Sweat Block works for up to 7 days per use and has a dry shirt guarantee. If Sweat Block doesn't keep your shirt dry, you get your money back instantly. If you or someone you know is dealing with this worst issue in life of sweating through your t-shirt, tell them all about Sweat Block. Get it today for 20% off at sweatblock.com with promo code LOCKEDON. Again, get it today for 20% off at sweatblock.com with promo code LOCKEDON or at Amazon and CVS. Get Sweat Block now and stop sweating. So, you're the hiring expert for your company, and what you really need is help making a short list of quality candidates. You need a hiring partner who makes your life easier. You need Indeed. Indeed is a job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. Post, screen, and interview all on Indeed. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy. With tools like Indeed Instant Match, giving you quality candidates whose resume on Indeed fits your job description immediately, reduces hiring time by 27%. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/locked. Again, go to Indeed.com/locked for a $75 credit valid through September 30th. Terms and conditions apply. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. But yeah, even before we get into the Summer League real quick, I do want to say that all of you guys who really want Jalen Green, I hope you guys do not want him still anymore. I hope I don't get any more messages about how, oh, we got the wrong guy, or I really like Jalen Green. Hold on, let me reposition my mic real quick. Yeah, we should have got Jalen Green. He's the guy. He's so much more fun, blah, blah. Yeah, I hope that goes all out the window. This guy sounds like he's, I don't know what it is. I don't know if he's just like immature and like real salty that he got number one. But he obviously doesn't mess with Detroit. He obviously wouldn't have messed with Detroit if he was here. And he sounds like the type of dude that probably is going to leave the team that drafted him after 5 years. I just hope Jalen Green and those like Jalen Green who are trying to come at Detroit and try to talk about Detroit, you guys realize that Detroit's not the city you guys want to mess around trying to go after. You guys are going to get destroyed by its fans. You're going to get destroyed by its people. Just don't do it. Don't mess with it. And actually, come check it out. I'm sure it's a nice place. You'll enjoy your time. You actually have fun. I promise you, the scene downtown and the scene, especially around the arenas, I love taking a walk around there. I did that when I was credentialed, the walk around the Pistons arena, the Tigers arena, the Lions arena, all of them just being right next to each other. That's extremely dope. That whole little area right there is super dope to see all that. So I'm sure you guys will have fun. If you've never been here, come check it out. It's a lot of fun. Don't listen to people who have never been here. It's a lot of fun here. It's really cool. It's a beautiful place. But anyways, let's go ahead and talk about the Summer League. So the Pistons wrapped up their Summer League yesterday. You guys will be listening to this against the Orlando Magic. They won this game. I feel bad for all you guys who bet the over on the, 1.5? They got that tip-in at the end. Everyone's losing their mind because the Magic got that tip-in when they were down by 3. Didn't even need to do it. Just screwed everybody over. But Luka Garza had himself a game. He had 21 points and 15 rebounds in this game. What's this guy's name? Jamaro Pickett, I believe that's his name. had another decent game, 14 points. Saban Lee shooting 5 threes, showing some, even continuing to show his confidence from beyond the arc. He had 19 points and 8 assists. The Pistons had a good game from their two guys who figured to be on the roster. Luka Garza just signed a two-way contract with the Detroit Pistons. Like I said, I believe at the very beginning of this game or during the game, it was announced that he had signed that two-way contract. So, wrapping up the Summer League, the Pistons go 3-2. I don't know what place this game was for. It doesn't really matter, Summer League. But yeah, they finished out their season 3-2 in the Summer League. Cade Cunningham did not play. Killian Hayes also did not play. No shock there. But yeah, let's go ahead and talk about Luka Garza a little bit. So, on the last podcast ago, Bryce from Motor City Hoops mentioned this point. And I agree with it. And I think if there's one positive that you want to take from Luka Garza, outside of his amazing offensive stuff, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a minute, but if you want to talk about something else that could lead to him possibly getting playing time in the NBA, something that he's just never going to be a good defensive player, I don't believe. I've talked about this before. I think his defense is going to continue to hold him back from being a legit NBA player, in my opinion. However, if there's one way he can try to counter that, if there's one way he can try to, it's by being a great defensive rebounder, swallowing up possessions, not allowing the extra possession. That's valuable on defense as well, if he tries to become a really good rebounder. And this game, he did it again. This is now back-to-back the games he's done this. This game, he had 11 defensive rebounds, 15 total. That's something that you're going to get with Luka Garza, and we already knew this. Someone who's going to hustle and going to give his all-out effort. His motor's 100% all the time. He can't really jump off the ground, so that's a little worrisome for, like, I guess, rebounding. But if you know how to time it, you know how to position yourself, and you're smart with that, and also the motor, it goes a long way as well. You can be a pretty good rebounder. You can, like, deny extra possessions. And this isn't the only game he did it in. He did it last game against the Lakers as well before this one. He had 10 defensive rebounds, 14 overall. These are both games that he ended up starting in. So that, I think, says good things about his future. This is one way I believe he can find a way onto the court for the Pistons and possibly become, like, a rotational player in the NBA, especially during the regular season. I'm always going to be a little questioned. I have a lot of questions, I should say, about him being able to play in the playoffs ever. But this is definitely his door, I believe, like Bryce has mentioned on the podcast, I believe it was last Thursday, for him to find rotational minutes for the Pistons during the regular season. Not even just the Pistons. There's a team that he ends up going to if he ends up not lasting on the Pistons for a while. If you anywhere in the NBA, this is a good place for him to find a way to last in the rotation. So that's good to see. These very good signs to believe in him. And all that. Outside of that, his offensive game continues to be just really, really impressing. Against the Lakers, he hit three of six threes from beyond the arc. Against the Orlando Magic, he went 2 of 6. He continues to showcase really good touch around the rim, really good touch overall. He's just extremely talented offensively. He showcased all that in the Summer League. He showcased his passing as well. He had a few nice passes, like we mentioned on the podcast last time. This offensively, man, there's not much bad things to say about Luka Garza. I'm not going to lie. I think Pistons fans got a taste of all that. Throughout the Summer League, he looked really polished on that end. And there's obviously big reasons to be happy about him. At pick 52 also, there's obviously going to be negatives. There's going to be big negatives with number 52. But the reason why I'm okay with the pick and why the pick makes sense and why I'm willing to give Luka Garza, and not willing, but like open to giving him a really good chance at trying to become a rotational player for the Pistons. I feel like with those later picks, you want to try to find someone, either one, you find someone with like a load of potential that may not be good right now, but has a ton of potential and could reach it. Either that, or someone who has like a really good specialty or is really good at one thing, and that can make them stick onto a roster. And that right there is what Luka Garza is, I think. He's pretty damn good offensively. I'm like, I don't know what else to say about it. He's just really damn good offensively. So he has something right now to already hang his hat on. Now, whether this can translate over to the NBA game, I'm really interested to see if he's able to do some of these moves and play this confidently on offense against NBA caliber guys. It'll be interesting to see if he can do that. Because in the Summer League, he's the perfect type of guy to dominate Summer League. He's going to be stronger than a lot of guys. He's going to be more talented than a lot of guys. Just straight up more skilled, more experienced than a lot of guys. So he's probably, guys like him dominate Summer League all the time. I mean, there's another example of a guy who is just like more athletic, like more of an athletic freak than everybody else there, and just more raw talented than everybody else there, was like K Kevin Knox a few years ago, he looked really good in the summer league, and that just has never been able to translate to the NBA because a lot of guys are just as athletic as him, and they're also just as talented as him. So he just never was able to really make that into something. So we'll see how it is with Luka Garza if he gets minutes this year for the Pistons. I assume that he's going to play a lot of minutes for the Motor City Crews G League team throughout the season, so we'll see how he lasts down there against that. But yeah, overall, the summer league, offensively, he looked really damn good, man. There's nothing else you can really say about it. Just offensively, a really damn good player. And even towards the end, these last two games, a big thing to see from him was how well he was rebounding the ball. Back-to-back games with 14 and 15 rebounds, 10-plus defensive rebounds. There's something there with Luka Garza. There's something there. It's going to be hard as hell for him to get it. I think it's going to be very hard for him. So if he does get it, I'm going to have even more respect for him for reaching a point where he can be a rotational player. But if there's a guy you want to bet on doing that, I guess it's Luka Garza, a guy who showcases nonstop motor, energy, and hustle throughout the summer league in totality. So really good summer league for him. He's a fan favorite already. I'm sure all you guys love him. But yeah, really good summer league for Luka Garza. We're rooting for him. We'll see how it goes. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Saben Lee as well and try to give more overall thoughts about the entire summer league. But before we get into that, let me tell you about a few more of our sponsors. First up is Rock Auto. You ever need a part for your car? Head to the store, go through a ton of confusing questioning just for one of the workers to tell you that they don't have the part that you're looking for. I know I have. That's where you avoid all these problems. Rock with another one of our sponsors, rockauto.com. Find whatever part you're looking for on your phone or on your computer by using rockauto.com. Don't worry about having to create an account or making a membership. Just head over to rockauto.com and start shopping. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest and most reliable prices. Head over to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. And then let me tell you about you guys' favorite sponsor, Built Bar. The best tasting protein bar on the planet Earth comes with a variety of flavors, including 6 new flavors in caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. All flavors are covered in incredible tasting chocolate and are soft and easy on the teeth to chew. These bars are low in calorie and sugar, but high in protein and fiber. A flavor I suggest is the peanut butter flavor, packed with 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, only 5 grams of sugar, and 5 grams net carbs. So go try the Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCK15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Again, use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. And real quick, commenting on Built Bar, my fiance texted me. If you guys follow me on Twitter, you guys probably seen this guy tweet. She says a lot of funny things to me in the morning because if you guys don't know already and you guys haven't been listening to the podcast for a while, my fiance, she goes to work at like 7 o'clock in the morning. She wakes up at like 5:30 and I go to work where outside of this job, I have like a side job that I do at Jet Pizza and that job is at 11 for me. So she wakes up way before me. And she listens to it every day. She listens to the podcast every day, and she listens to it while she gets ready, so I'm asleep. So every day I wake up to some notes on my mirror, either saying comments about her, how she's feeling about her day, a comment to me make me feel good, or a comment that she had about the podcast. Or I'll wake up to multiple text messages, you know, talking about some things that happened in the podcast. It's really funny. So today, she sends me like two different pictures once she got to work, and I wake up to her eating a Built Bar and her friend eating a Built Bar, and she's like, I'm bringing this home bring this one home for you, and it's the peanut butter brownie one. And I'm like, okay, that's pretty funny. I tweeted this out. So she brought this home. I'm eating it right now, actually, as we're recording this. And this actually tastes really damn good. This tastes really good. Now, when I say that they're soft and easy on the teeth to chew, they are extremely soft and easy on the teeth to chew. They are really soft. This tastes really damn good. So yeah, I definitely suggest you guys to eat these. These are really damn good. I mess with them. I vibe with them for real. But anyways, let's talk about a little bit more about the Summer League. Saben Lee, one thing that I saw from Saben Lee throughout the Summer League, in these last two games I didn't watch as much of. This Orlando Magic game I caught a lot of. But the one before that, I didn't really watch a lot of it because it was on a stream. I had to watch it because it was on NBA TV, so I didn't get to watch it. But overall, he has a lot. If he can translate this kind of confidence he has in his outside shot to the NBA regular season, it'll be big for him, obviously. That was a major weak spot of his game last year, and obviously even before last year in college. But he shows a lot more confidence in the shot now. He took 5 threes yesterday. He's been shooting a ton. Not even just catch and shoot threes. He's been shooting a lot of pull-up threes. Like, that takes a lot of confidence to be able to go out there and do. So he's showing a lot of confidence. I mean, the shot looks the same, basically. It's not, it hasn't, like, his form hasn't changed. But he is showing a lot of confidence in that shot either way. So if he can do that, That would be big for him in the NBA. We'll see if that translates over. But outside of that, he continues to be really aggressive. I think the outside shot really is what you need to watch for with him, because he's really aggressive, really athletic, getting to the rim. He's pretty good at drawing fouls this game. He had 8 free throws against the Orlando Magic, so he's not scared of contact. I think that's the best thing about Saving Lee, too, is that he goes to the lane. He's not scared of contact. He's going to draw a lot of free throws. He's going to dunk on a lot of guys. This is how the player he is. So he's able to add an outside shot to it. It's going to be really hard to guard him. He could legit be a really good backup point guard. And I believe one of our guests, the historian of history itself that I call him, Keith Black Trudeau, he tweeted out earlier that if he's able to have this kind of confidence from beyond the arc, Corey Joseph may not see the floor at all for the Pistons. And I agree with him. If Saving Lee's able to play this type of way and have this type of confidence from beyond the arc during the regular season, there's no reason for him not to play unless he just starts stinking it up. And now confidence can only take you so far. If he just starts stinking up and missing everything he shoots and around the rim and everything, then obviously he's not going to play. But I'm assuming that's not going to happen. And if you add that confidence from beyond the arc, it's going to do big things for him. We talked about Cade Cunningham and Killian Hayes on the last podcast. I'm really happy, honestly, with both of their performances in Summer League. It sucks that Killian Hayes had a concussion throughout this. Oh, I just realized that Sadiq Bey, you know what, something I didn't notice while watching this game today? I just noticed that Sadiq Bey did not play today. He didn't play this final game. It completely slipped my head. I didn't even notice it. But anyways, yeah, I think it really sucks that Killian Hayes didn't end up being able to play more than 3 games in the Summer League. I feel like he actually needs it. But yeah, I was really happy. I talked about it in the last podcast. I was happy with what I saw from him, basically everything inside the 3-point arc. Cade Cunningham, I feel like he really showcased why he was number one overall pick in multiple different facets, defensively, off-ball, decision-making, IQ-wise, shooting, ability to create space, ability to create shots for himself. I think, obviously, he needs to get stronger and needs to get in the weight room. But you say that about a lot of young guys. That's just basically things they have to do as they're becoming a man. He's only 19, so that's not a big deal. It'll happen over the next few years. But skill-wise, he showcased everything that he is. Outside of that, you got Sadiq Bey. I think we spent a large time about Sadiq Bey in the last podcast. I really went into him, so I'm not going to talk too much about him because I don't want to sound too much like a Sadiq hater. So if you guys want to hear my thoughts on Sadiq Bey, you guys can check out the last podcast towards the end. Sekou, I feel like Sekou still struggled from beyond the arc, obviously. But outside of that, I think he showcased the understanding that he's just more athletic than a lot of guys. And he has a lot of explosion, and he showcased that a lot in the Summer League, and especially defensively. He was everywhere defensively, and he continues to showcase his improved finishing around the rim. So I feel like overall, from all the guys that are going to be on the Pistons roster, in Saving Lee, Killian Hayes, Cade Cunningham, Sekou, Sadiq, and now Luka on the two-way contract, I believe you saw things in each one of their games in the Summer League to be happy about if you're the Pistons. Like, each one of these guys showed you good things. I don't think any of them really showed up and just looked bad. None of them really showed up and showcased like a so awful negative. Actually, yeah, I think one of them did. Luka Garza's defense is pretty damn bad. And you probably wanted to see some better outside shooting from Killian Hayes and Sekou. But outside of that, I think everything, you saw good things from each one of them. It really was a bad Summer League as well, by the way, for Tyler Cook and DeVius Savitas. I know DeVius was able to get some shots to fall this last game, but them both, they just really had a bad Summer League. Tyler Cook didn't even play this game. He wasn't with the team. So for a guy that got cut and was trying to prove that he maybe should warrant a two-way spot or get a spot from another team, he just really, really sunk to bed, which sucks for him, but that's just what happened. But overall, I guess the Summer League, I'm sure a lot of you guys had a lot more fun than I did. I did not have as much fun watching this, especially the last 2 games, obviously with Cade and Killian not playing and Sekou being out because of a family matter. I didn't have as much fun watching it, but definitely some highlights in the Summer League, definitely some high moments in the Summer League to be happy about and have fun with. So I hope you guys all enjoyed Summer League and had fun with it. Let me know what your guys' thoughts were on Summer League now that it's all over and we got like a month and a half to go, I believe, until the regular season starts. I've mentioned this multiple times before. Just want to make sure you guys all understand this. This is not the end of a player's offseason. This player that you guys saw in the Summer League is not going to be the same player you see when the NBA season starts up. They still have a lot of time to improve and develop. Like, this is not the end product of the guys' offseason. They have a lot of time to go. So don't be surprised if we see some guys look even better when opening tip-off happens. They have a lot of time still to improve and develop. This is not the end of this. So we see some of their struggles still. I'm sure the team did. They're going to focus on that for the next month and a half. And I wouldn't surprise me at all if they come back looking even better than they did in the Summer League. So I'm ready for that. I can't wait for the season to start. Again, my final comments on the whole Jalen Green and Detroit thing. Don't talk trash about Detroit and you haven't been here. It's not cool. And a lot of times it probably does have a lot of undertone and underlying racism that goes with it. Just don't do that. It's not cool. It's not funny at all. And if you do try to be funny about it, as my guy who tried coming at me on Twitter today, which, by the way, my car is not a Honda, buddy. My car is a Ford Fusion. That's what that car is out there. So that wasn't even a funny joke. A lot of you guys went out there and defended me, by the way, as soon as you came at me about that, try coming at me personally. I really respect all you guys for doing that. That was funny to see. But yeah, if you kind of come at Detroit and say those kind of things and say those things about the city and its people, you're going to have what happened to him. We're going to attack you. It's going to happen. I'm sorry. So I'm sorry about that, but not really. Don't say anything about Detroit that you don't know about if you've never been here. And Jalen Green, that dude is 19, so I guess we should kind of give him a little break. But also, you have made yourself public enemy number one in Detroit for the next 10 to 15 years. However long your NBA career lasts, you are public enemy number one. I find it hilarious that you've yet to talk about your team. Like, I've barely heard anything about him saying anything about his city. I haven't seen him blasting Houston music. I've seen him nonstop blasting Detroit music. Like, it sounds like I tweeted this out yesterday, and then we'll end the podcast. I tweeted out that Jalen Green is giving off major, I'm going to break up with them before they break up with me vibes, even though, like, he's super late with that. So it's just, he just looks super weird. He just looks weird and dumb because the Pistons called it off a long time ago, and he's acting like he's breaking up with us first. We didn't want you, dude. We didn't want you. A lot of the fans didn't want you. The organization didn't want to draft you. So you pulling this whole, oh, I didn't want to be there anyways. Too late for that, man. Too late. We already ended it with you. It's not how it works. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. I appreciate it. As always, I hope you guys have a great day. I'll catch you guys on Wednesday's podcast. And until then, I'll see you guys later. Detroit versus everybody. I love you guys. Peace out, everybody.